I teach electrical, right? And principles of construction. And I know what I teach.
Yeah.
But I don't know about human resources. I want to know the other parts of the company.
Yeah.
You know, construction work, there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. You see a building going up, and that's what the student sees. You know, they're with their parents driving down the freeway, and, you know, they pass downtown, and they see 20 cranes, and it's like, wow. I want to do that.
Well, yeah.
What does it consist of? Perfect example. I had a student the other day ask about a crane operator and he was like, wow, that seems cool. I said, have you ever thought about sitting in one spot for about 10 hours without moving? He's like, no. I says, if you're a crane operator, you're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, never mind. And if these externships can give me, you know, I can get more information to bring it back to my students. It's a win-win for everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Austin Hires Local Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha. I am a career and education specialist with the Capital Area Workforce Solutions team. Today, I have Elaine. Hi, Elaine. How are you? So, Elaine, you're an electrician for the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
You have also been a educator at Austin ISD, and you're also a professor with ACC for about 6 years now, right?
Yes.
So today I want to dive a little bit into what we've done so far, the work you and I have collaborated on with the team, with the teacher externship. We're going to talk about your experience in the field. We're also going to just kind of see how do you bring what you've learned from us into the classroom. So how's that sound?
Sounds awesome.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's jump right in.
So Elaine, I know you didn't start out as a teacher. You kind of had a different pathway. Can you tell us a little bit about how did we get here? How did we come to be Elaine?
Okay, well, I was 32 years old.
Okay.
I was looking for work, mm-hmm. unemployment. And I was doing back in the day, this is how old I am. We looked for work through a newspaper.
Okay.
So I had the newspaper and I'm doing my weekly search. And then I came across an article that said, IEC apprenticeship program. And it said, women and minorities encouraged to, apply.
Okay.
And I did my application. I got accepted, you know, as an electrical apprentice, and I never looked back.
Wow.
And I worked in the field for 20 years.
Okay.
I started in New Mexico, and New Mexico is a poor state, you know, one of the poor states. And I was seeking employment. The company I worked for, they lost this big contract. Okay. And I had friends that lived in San Antonio, and they kept telling me, come on, Elaine, come move over here. There's a lot of work. Toyota, and that's when Toyota was being built.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gone. So moved to San Antonio and started working and, you know, been working since, right? Then one day, I'm here in Austin working, and they came and they asked me. I was doing a hands-on interview, kind of like an interview. And they were watching me, and one of the trainers comes and he asked me, hey, what do you think about being a teacher? And I'm mm-hmm. like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, we got this program. And I'm like, nah.
No,
I was
no
like, no, I don't.
Teacher.
Yeah, I was like, nah. He goes, no, think about it this way. He goes, it's a good retirement job.
Okay.
Your retirement job. And I was like, what? And it made me think of something, because when I was, you know, I was already, you know, older, 52. Mm-hmm. I thought, what am I going to do when I can't physically do this job anymore? And what always came to mind is that, you know what? I work at the material store. And I thought maybe dealers or, you know, Home Depot,
okay.
So somewhere where they supply, you know, the supply stores. And that's what I always thought I'd do. And when this guy came and he asks me if I want to be a teacher, I was like, well, tell me more about it. Mm-hmm. And as I was doing my practicum, he talked to me about it. And I was like, okay. But I had to wait till the following year.
Okay.
Because this was in September. And he goes, go to the field, show us what you got, and then we'll get back to you.
Okay.
So every few months, you know, he'd come around and he's like, are you still interested? I was like, yeah. And July the 21st was my last
day in the field.
My last day in the field. And this was what, in 2021?
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been teaching for, this is my sixth year. Mm-hmm. I teach electrical.
Yeah.
I love being an electrician. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But as an educator, teaching my students, connecting with them.
Yeah.
That's my passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you made a great point. I want to circle back because you said you were a woman in the field. And I think that is like one of the things we don't hear and we don't see is women in construction, skilled labor. It's very far, few in between. How does that relate to your students? Like when they're like, Miss Elaine Diaz?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're a woman. You're able to go into the field and show other young, inspiring young girls like, hey, you can do it too. There's no like gap or there's no cap on being, you know, a man or a woman in the field. Like, have you been able to pull some young girls into the field?
I know I inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
And I inspire the young men, you mm-hmm. know, these young adults that feel that I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know I inspire them that, yeah, you can. Yes, the electrical field is a male dominant job. And I can't say it was easy because mm-hmm. it wasn't. And I really don't want to say that I had to work double.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to work.
Yeah.
And my plan was, I didn't put my head down. People say, oh, put your head down and just continue working.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's put your head up.
Yeah.
Stand up, square your shoulders and move forward.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And my difficult times that I had, it was tough. There was some tough times, but there was some super great times.
Yeah.
You know, the friendships I made, the things I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't learn just about electrical. I learned the value of integrity,
mm-hmm.
the value of knowing something and sharing it.
Yeah.
I learned, wow, you know what? I'm good at this. Now I can play with it.
Mm-hmm.
I set little goals. By the time I know it, you know, we're at lunch. By the time I know it, hey, it's 3:30. Oh, wow. You know, or man, let me 5 more minutes. Let me just finish this. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you start learning to love it. When you start learning to love your job, it's not a job anymore.
Yeah.
The struggles are there. I mean, it's life.
Yes.
Right. But what it did for me, it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I really have family.
Okay.
I'm my backup plan.
Okay.
So loving my job has really, really made me who I am. Who is Elaine?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I do, what I, you know, mm-hmm. my profession. But now I'm an educator.
Yeah.
You know, and I really love what I do. I love my students. And I tell the young ladies, you know, you can do it. A lot of them are discouraged because it's a male dominant.
Correct.
But they're scared. They're intimidated. I was intimidated. but, you know, I just moved forward.
Yeah.
I had faith in God that he would carry me through.
Yeah.
And I tell my students, you know, just have faith.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to me about, but I don't want to do it because I'm going to make a mistake. And I tell them, I want you to make all the mistakes.
Yeah.
The mistakes that you make, that's the right pathway
mm-hmm.
to go. You need to make those mistakes to learn.
Yeah.
And that's that builds for them. That says a lot for them.
Yeah.
They listen, they look up to the words that you know, us as educators mm-hmm. tell them.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that you tell them to make those mistakes mm-hmm. because then you can teach them from those mistakes how to engage and do it the right way the next time. Like, in your classroom is where you want to make the mistake, yes. not in someone's house
yeah.
or
yeah.
up on a crane, yeah. you know? But I do want to ask you, because when I met Elaine was the outgoing person who was helping all the other teachers build their, I think you guys were building lamps.
Yeah, it was a little robot lamps for Lone Star Construction.
Yeah, for Lone yeah. Star Construction when you all did that last year. I think it was the 2024 teacher externship. How have you been able to, like, build relationships with other ISDs? Like, how have you been able to keep those relationships with the other teachers?
We kept in contact.
Mm-hmm.
I see them, you know, the following year,
yeah.
the other externships, and we're like, man, you should have called me before so we could have, you know, hung out this year and let's try next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun because that year was probably one of my funnest years, with that externship.
Uh-huh.
I feel that the connections that I make with other teachers, you get to know them. You get to share ideas.
Yeah.
They get comfortable. I was talking to a teacher the other day. She teaches English.
Okay.
And, you know, I asked her for advice. I said, you know, I have a lot of EL learners.
Okay.
And I want to contribute to their struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving me some ideas as far as what I could use to help my students learn the materials in English.
Okay.
And when I do these externships, you know, I want to feel comfortable asking the other teachers for help.
Mm-hmm.
And we make connections. We build on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as educators, we need that community.
Mm-hmm.
And the externships that you all offer, that's the foundation of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I really enjoy it because there's other teachers that I've reached out to with stuff,
mm-hmm.
and some of them that have called me for electrical advice, which is awesome too, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I tell them, you know, you got to be careful. Electrical work can get expensive,
yes.
but it's more about educating,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially as, you know, as a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, male dominant, you know, they might want to charge you a little bit more than what should be charged.
Right.
But because they feel that, well, you know, you don't know. But when you know.
Right, right, right.
So, but yeah, you know, I've really enjoyed the externships. It's all about the connection with yeah. other teachers.
All right. So, Elaine, how long have you been doing the teacher externship again? Can you remind me?
About three years now.
Okay, 3 years. So what brought you to want to do the externship? Like, why? I mean, I know you get paid, but why else? Why would you encourage other teachers to be involved?
It's what you learn and what you can bring back into the classroom. We hear about different businesses, but what is the business? How does the business run?
Yeah.
You know, and students don't know that.
Yeah.
Students know what, as an example, AECOM, you know, we know that there's engineers there, but what do they do? And doing that externship, you get to go in and there's different positions, get to find out, you know, what kind of schooling they have. Yeah. They've had training, a little bit about their struggle. You know, everybody's got struggles. And it gets personal. People go into depth about, you know, what it was for them as they decided on their careers. And I think that when you make that connection with those individuals, you get to bring it to the student. And the student starts thinking, wow, I thought I was the only one that was going through, you know,
yeah,
issues. And they start feeling, you know, normal. A lot of kids, they're going through changes and they think it's just about them because they don't really talk. And when you start giving them information and it helps them understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So this year, remind me which employer you did your externship with.
Well, we did one here.
Yes.
And then we did the ACOM.
Okay. Yeah. So can you tell me, like, when you were here with Workforce, what was something you were able to take back to your students?
What I learned was what Workforce really does, the opportunities that it offers to the community that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of resources here from, you know, daycare. They work with the individual to find their strengths and their weaknesses.
Yeah.
To decide, hey, well, what can I do?
Yeah.
What can't I do? They're not just placing you in an employment.
Yeah.
They want you to find a job that you're going to like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. It may not be something for you, but at least you'll know, you know, after you do it, that's not what I want to do.
Right.
So that right there, I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you all have the school,
mm-hmm.
that training center, mm-hmm. that you guys, that the facility helps the individual get a high school diploma, not a GED.
Yeah.
I thought that was super great. And that, you know, Workforce helps the individual after they get their high school diploma to find them either if they want to go to college, any kind of vocational school, or just a regular, you know, job of interest.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. And I don't think that the community knows that you all have all these resources.
Yeah. I think that was one of the big things that at the debrief session you all spoke highly of is like Workforce needs to do their own externship because you all didn't know all of the resources we have. And I even say that when we come and speak to the students, like we can help you with your resume building. We can help you with interview skills, but we have so much more that we can offer to the families, not the K-12 team themselves, because, you know, we work specifically with the high schoolers. But, you know, the families, we can help with so much stuff in the community. So the other thing I wanted to ask, like, when you are doing your work with the students and you're talking to them about your experiences, has there ever been like a light that goes off with the students and you see it and you're like, yeah, this really brings it home for me. And this is why I continue to go and have these experiences with Workforce.
Yes. I teach electrical, right? Mm-hmm. And principles of construction. And I know what I teach.
Yeah.
But I don't know about human resources.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the student wants to be in construction, but he doesn't necessarily want to use a drill.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to get sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be outside. Well, you know, you can work in the office. You can do blueprints.
Yeah.
You can, you'll have to go to college. You don't have to go to a vocational school. You don't have to start from scratch as a laborer and become an apprentice and then go through an apprenticeship program. You know, there's different entities in the employment. And I feel like if I'm going to teach them the hands-on, I want to know the other parts of the company.
Yeah.
You know, what's the process of a payroll check?
Mm-hmm.
Who's ordering the material?
Mm-hmm.
How are those blueprints made?
Yeah.
You know, and there's just a whole lot. And I reference back to ACOM because when I did that externship there, they showed us, you know, what their company does and all the different environmental work that they do as well.
Right.
And construction work, there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. You see a building going up and that's what the student sees. You know, they're with their parents driving down the freeway and, you know, they pass downtown and they see 20 cranes and it's like, wow, I want to do that.
Well, yeah.
What does it consist of? Perfect example. I had a student the other day ask about a crane operator and he was like, wow, that seems cool. I said, have you ever thought about sitting in one spot for about 10 hours without moving? He's like, no. I says, if you're a crane operator, you're going to have to do that. And he's like, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
So you know, the students, they need the information.
Mm-hmm.
And these externships, that's where I get the information. And it helps, you know, add to my lesson plans that I already have or change them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some students may not be interested, or the lesson in itself turns towards, well, let me gear it this year.
Yeah.
My students are all more interested in this area versus this other area.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to pick and choose. But there's just a lot of information that I feel that the students, you know, they don't get that. They only see part of it. And if these externships can give, you know, I can get more information to bring it back to my students. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I agree, because a lot of times we talk about, you know, our students, they don't have that hands-on experience right away. And then they get into the field after doing 4 years of study, for instance, in nursing, and they show up for their first day of practicum and they're like, I don't like blood. That's kind of like you don't want to do it. Or you show up for, you know, electrical work, and you realize, I don't have nimble fingers to work with wiring, or I don't want to be under the house. And mm-hmm. I think when you're able to bring that to life for them, that helps them really grasp and have a better understanding of the field that they're going into prior to getting there. I mean, it makes a lot more sense for us.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com.
I gotta ask you, honestly, like, what do you want the employers to bring to the table? How can an employer better prepare themselves for externship when it comes to the teachers? What do the teachers need to know for their students?
If employers can have information as far as what do they expect, what does their company expect of the employee?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of training?
Yeah.
Do they sponsor the training?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have internships? What's the value
mm-hmm.
of being an employee, a good employee?
Mm-hmm.
What are the pay?
Mm-hmm.
What more in detailed about what are the responsibilities of each position?
Right.
Again, you know, back to what entities each employer has, students don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I can give the student examples. And one thing that I do instill in my students are employability skills.
Yeah.
I grade on that.
Mm-hmm.
The course I teach is an ACC dual credit course.
Okay.
And I teach them communication skills is important.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to a field trip, I tell them, look, soft skills. You go and you introduce yourself. Nice, solid handshake.
Mm-hmm.
And you make that eye contact,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you ask a solid question. Just don't throw something up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I teach them the importance of being on time.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example is if they don't come to my class, I don't give them a grade. And I tell them, when you go to work, do you get paid? If you don't go to work, you ain't going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Are you late? Like, I'm going to grade you on being late.
Yeah.
Your employer, he ain't going to like giving you 10 minutes for free.
No. Not
you know. And I do that because that's what the employer wants.
Mm-hmm.
The employer wants to know, is this student reliable?
Yeah.
You know, the one of the next things is that I instill in my students is problem solving,
mm-hmm.
critical and logical thinking.
Yes.
If you're in a jam in your little project, can you get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be, miss, it doesn't work that way.
I can't come save you.
Come on, kiddo. You got the material, you got an example, you got instructions. And I let them struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and I make them think,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard work.
Yeah.
And I tell them, have you ever thought so hard that your brain hurts?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah. Okay. Well, that's, let's start here.
Yeah. And let's you keep going.
Yeah. Right. Cry now, not later.
Right. I think so. I tell the students all the time, it's the habit you create in high school is what you're going to carry into in the work field. So if you don't show up to school on Monday and Friday, you're not going to want to show up to work on Monday and Friday. And I think, students don't really get that, but it's a good like reinforcer to keep telling the students what you do today is going to be very hard to break tomorrow if you don't realize today that it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you make a great point with employers. What do you need so that I can teach the students? But students, this is what the employer needs. You're not going to make a great employee or even a great teammate, because who wants to work with somebody who comes into work 30 minutes late and leaves 30 minutes early?
Yeah.
You know, or they're not reliable or dependable. And that's critical in a lot of fields, because we can't build a team if you're not here, kind of thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You know, team building is everybody's input.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with trades, it's still individual work.
Yes.
But you work as a team. And one of the things that I have to strategize it is the student still has to learn it, but they work as a team, which they help each other. They don't do it for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I've learned if I give them paperwork and the four of them sit at one table, they all four get the same work, but they're not the same questions.
Because
what they'll do is
they'll copy.
So instead, the strategy is that they'll ask each other, well, how did you do that? And bingo, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the teamwork I want.
Yeah.
So one feeds off the other. So if one's asking, they start the conversation. And then I bring that into the hands-on. So, but then I have to watch them, because they'll want to do it for each, you know, can you do it for me? No. I'm like, no. Then you get the student, well, I'm afraid. No, I want you to be afraid. Look, I'll show you. And when they do it and they're like, oh, wow, it's not that bad. That's when they hit it hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God. And I can't do that without these externships.
Yeah.
What do the employers want?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help the employer?
Yeah.
You know, I know some of it. I just don't know all of it. And I get super excited. I mean, I could talk about this all day long, right? But, you know, my students, we were talking earlier with Jameson about, you know, as an educator, I breathe, eat, sleep it, because even though I'm not an electrician anymore, I'm an educator. It's not a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
Everywhere I go, I'm still in the back of my mind, wow, that's a great lesson plan. Oh, wow, that material. I need some of that. Or, you know, I got to do grading. You know, why didn't my student show up?
Yeah.
You know, is everything okay? Or, you know, you tend to find what their needs are.
Yeah.
How do they learn? And, you know, it's time consuming. I wake up Monday and the next day it's Friday and it's like, whoa, the week went by. You know, and when that happens, it's like, then you know, you know, you love what you do. And I have to say, I really love what I do. I really have enjoyed the externships. They've shown me a lot. They've helped me grow as an educator.
Yeah.
To help my students. But again, you know, there's so much out there. And the companies that you bring for us to explore has been really, really great.
I appreciate that. Because, you know, sometimes it's difficult, like even being in charge of the teacher externship. It's one of those, we love to see the outcome, but sometimes in the thick of it, we're like, we're not gonna make it. I don't know what
did they like it? Like. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up the show, is there anything else that you wanted to add? Any takeaways, anything you want the employers to know or the audience to hear?
Well, I just want to say that I love what I do. And I can't speak for the other educators, but the ones that, you know, in the externships that I've been to, I know that all of them have enjoyed, you know, the externships. They're always talking about next year and always making suggestions of other companies, you know, that should come, that they probably enjoy doing something with. The employers, you know, I know that they do the best that they can.
Yeah.
I can say that as an educator and what I teach, I'm always open for suggestions, lesson plans, donations. Of course, right?
Yes.
I just want to say that we as educators are trying to, you know, get these students, you know, build a foundation for them. So when they graduate, they may not know what they want to do, but they know where to look.
Yeah.
They know where the resources are.
Mm-hmm.
And even after they graduate, I want the students to know that they can come back to Travis. They can come back here to this office,
mm-hmm.
Get them more exposed. I didn't know that you all offered so much
mm-hmm.
till this last externship that I did that I was able to see, wow, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll help, yes. You know, our students.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Elaine, thank you so much for taking this time and joining this podcast. We really appreciate it. And thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, thank you for having me. And let's do it again sometime.
For sure.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks for listening to Austin Hires Local, powered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. To learn more about what you heard today or to see what Workforce Solutions Capital Area can do for you, visit WFSCapitalArea.com. To stay updated on new episodes, subscribe to Austin Hires Local on your podcast app of choice. Until next time.